Steve, obviously, disappointing outcome. Disappointing, you know, the conditions were difficult, but the performance looked quite rusty, to be fair.
Yeah, I think we probably were a little bit rusty. I think that's a fair assessment. But I don't think you should take anything away from the way Glamorgan played tonight. I thought they were exceptional. They turned up and played an unbelievable game with back ball and in the field. On that performance there, you know, they would have beaten, I mean, any team tonight. It was just everything went their way, but they deserved it as well, because that's not our cheese, our end. They deserved it by the way they batted Bolden Field, and credit to them, they put us under pressure. And in a short game like 20 overs, it has been reduced to 14. Because they got off to a good start as well, then they could throw everything at us in that last 8 overs with 9 wickets in hand on a decent pitch. So then chasing a huge score for 14 overs, you're up against it, and it didn't help losing 4 wickets and 6 balls, but we had to go for it, and we certainly went for it.
Yeah, that Graham Wagg over, when you'd made a decent start chasing that big target, that over was massive, and I suppose, again, emphasise what you've just said about it all going Glamorgan's way. And, you know, he bowled well, Graham Wagg, didn't he, to be fair?
Yeah, he did. He bowled really well. But, all of the Glamorgan team had a very good game today, and you know, I'm not too disillusioned. It's the first game of 10, and you know, I'm not interested in many ways of how badly we were beaten. I'm more interested in how we bounce back on Sunday, and you know, that's a really true test, is see if this team has got, how we can bounce back from adversity of a game like this and play well on Sunday. That's more important to me now.
Many battles over the years against Gloucestershire, they're always a very organised sort of side.
Yeah, I think they are organised, and I think Bracers in his time there has given them good discipline with their one day skills, and I know now Richard Dawson's taken over in that role and for one day cricket, and he's very, very passionate and enthusiastic coach who I'm sure will have them very well drilled. But it's a funny old game, is the T20s, and you know, hopefully you'll see a totally different side turn up from our side of things, and I still think that we've got a batting lineup that people will fear, and sadly it was asked too much to do today in the circumstances, and we just got to polish up a little bit with the ball, make sure that we're on we're chasing lower targets, and I think our fielding also needed polishing up. I don't think we really fielded as well as we could have done, and so all round I think we just need to sharpen up a little bit. But the preparation's been good going into this game. Why it's happened I'm not sure, but it's all about momentum, and we started badly.
Just finally on Gloucestershire, they're sort of similar sort of side to yourselves. They've got a number of youngsters that have been brought through the through their own sort of system. So I mean, both sides are very similar in that respect.
Yeah, to be honest, in these games we don't really look too deeply at the opposition. We try our best to get our game plan put in order, and that wasn't the case today. But you know, Gloucester, we'll note a few of their players, and we won't go too much to town on it, and obviously they're a side that we respect, but hopefully you'll see a very different Worcester side that turns up on Sunday. And you know, there's no throwing of the teacups here. It was a bad display that is in many ways best forgotten, but we'll look at the statistics from it all and pick up what we can going into that game. But like I say, we've got to bounce back and get ourselves off the canvas and hit Gloucester running.